Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university. Climb the tracks, 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 university.
Climb Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
Hit up Climb Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Good, my friend is Dr. Marquez. We're also here at Dr. Marquez. I got a little ring to it, right? Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And in today's episode, we're going to do something really, really special that we normally don't do. Well, every single week, we do a free coaching Tuesday session inside of our Get Clients Daily group. If you're not inside the Get Clients Daily group, you definitely want to do that. So go to getclientsdailygroup.com. Every single week, we do like Ask Me Anything sessions, marketing reviews, topic-based training, all that good stuff. It's a total game changer. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to the group, answer the three questions, and get us out of there for free. But anyway, last week, what we did something a little bit different. I initially said I was going to do 5 mistakes, but I did 7 client attraction mistakes coaches and consultants deserve to avoid in 2022. People absolutely loved it. So what I want to do is we're going to take that full recording and we're going to actually put it on the back end for this particular episode because I know you're going to get a ton out of it. And I don't want to redo the video and give you a shorter version of it. I actually want to give you all the meat so you can actually go implement it and hear all the questions and all that that I answered as well. So go ahead, stay tuned. Hopefully you got some pen and pad and you're ready to take some notes. And you might want to listen to this over and over and over again because it's just that valuable. Let's get to it.
All right, here we go. 7 mistakes, 7 client attraction mistakes for coaches and consultants to avoid in 2022. Let's get to it. Number 1 is putting marketing before mindset. One of the mistakes you want to avoid in 2022 as a coach or a consultant is putting marketing before mindset. What does that mean? A lot of times people don't realize that wherever you go, there you are. Whatever course you join, on getting more leads or getting more clients, there you are. Whatever coaching program you join, there you are. Whatever marketing, big marketing event that's promising to teach you all the new marketing hacks and so forth, or the latest technologies and the latest softwares, no matter where, there you are. No matter the new software that promises to do all the work for you, and all you gotta do is click a button, guess what's the variable? There you are. So if you don't get better, your marketing don't get better, your business don't get better. If you don't get better, your business will rarely, if ever, outgrow your personal growth. So everything starts with mindset. If you're going to do paid advertising, the first thing you got to have is that mindset of a paid advertiser, right? That's the first thing you got to have. But most people don't work on the mental game enough. I made $500,000 a year. I make $1 million a year. I make $1 million a month. I don't need a mindset. Said nobody who makes $1 million a month. Guaranteed. Said nobody who makes $500,000 a month. Said nobody who makes $5 million a month. Said nobody who makes $10 million a month. You'll get somebody who makes $100,000, $200,000 a year. And they say they think they're God gifts to business. And they like, they don't need mindset no more. They made 200 grand a year. Now, I'm not belittling that because that's a big accomplishment, especially as a business owner. But it's like, if you could have everything you wanted in life, thinking the way you think and operating the way you operate, wouldn't you already have it? If you could have everything you want in life, thinking the way you think right now, wouldn't you already have it? Absolutely. Your best and highest level of thinking got you to where you are now. And so let me say this. No matter how successful you are right now, or unsuccessful, depending on how you view yourself, your highest level of thinking got you where you are right now. And if you want to go to the next level, it's going to require another level of thinking to get you to that point. So it always fascinates me when I see people on the internet having a perspective on how another person who's done something at a high level thinks. So let's use an example. Let's talk about the situation with AB yesterday, Anthony Brown. I ain't did no research on it. All I seen is seen some memes. I had got some more insight on it over dinner last night. But it's like, everybody's like, oh man, he turned down $1 million. $1 million ain't that much money to AB.
Not at all.
That's not much money to him. You can't. Some people say, well, mental illness and mental. It may be. I don't know. But what I do know is if this was a decision to turn down $1 million, that's an easy decision to make for somebody like AB. Somebody who's never made $1 million before, turning down $1 million, it's going to be a little bit more challenging. Right? So let's just be real. When Jay-Z did the deal with Tidal and my man with Jack Dorsey from Twitter, they get a seat on the board at Square. He sold a percentage of Tidal. The internet went crazy. Oh, man, he's selling out. I want to bid that. I want to. It's like you can't fathom that level of decision making. you just can't. Like, you can't fathom the level of decisions that Jay-Z makes. Like, you can't fathom it. So, like, for example, like another thing that happened when people was like, well, would you go out to dinner with Jay-Z or would you take $500,000? People was like, well, I'll go to dinner with Jay-Z because I know I'm gonna leave the game with how to make billions. Not if you don't have the right question to ask.
Mm-mm.
Jay-Z would tell you that you should have took the $500,000. Right? Like, you're gonna go sit down, you're gonna pass the
$500,000. All you leave with is a selfie and dinner.
It's like, you don't even know the question to ask. But again, most people don't put the thinking first. Most people want the money, want the marketing, but they don't want the thinking. It's the level of thinking that you gotta have. It's the level of thinking that you gotta have. Okay? That's the biggest difference. I'm gonna give you another example. Think about millionaires. Millionaires wanna be what? Many, so I won't say all of them, but millionaires, entrepreneurial millionaires, many of them wanna be what? What would you say, Wes?
Multi-millionaires.
Okay, Wes said multi-millionaires. What would y'all say? Millionaires want to be what? In the business aspect, what would y'all say? Let's get some comments. Let's see what y'all got. Millionaires want to be what? And it's going to show you a big difference in millionaires and billionaires. From a business standpoint, millionaires
want to be philanthropists.
Okay, Wes said philanthropist. Okay. Boobie said a billionaire. Okay, so millionaires, some of them thrive to be CEOs. We all agree on that in some capacity?
Yep.
What billionaires want to do?
Go to the moon.
Okay, Wes said go to the moon.
What do
billionaires want to do? So if the millionaire wants to become the CEO, what do the billionaire want to do? Billionaires want to employ CEOs.
Interesting,
right? It's a different level of thinking. Billionaires want to invest, want to employ CEOs. Think about it. Jeff Bezos stepped down from Amazon as the CEO and put a CEO in place, and now he's just a chairman. He employs CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Warren Buffett, he employs CEOs. Bill Gates ain't been the CEO of Microsoft and I don't know how long.
And once he stepped down, Microsoft took off. Not sure who uses Microsoft stuff, but hey, it took off nevertheless.
The CEO who stepped in, Steve Ballmer, I think, the one who stepped in when Gates left, he owns the Clippers. He's a CEO, right? Let me ask y'all another pop quiz. If I said, look, I want to give you $1,000 right now, cash, to come clean my office. My office ain't like filthy or nothing, you know. But if I'll give you $1,000 right now to come clean my office, who'd take me up on that deal? And if you wouldn't take me up on that deal, why wouldn't you?
All right. Can I clean the office in an hour?
Can you clean it in an hour?
Yes.
Yeah, you can knock it out in an hour.
Yeah, $1,000 for an hour, I'll do it.
I'll take it.
Okay, so Wes said he'll take it for. So if he can come clean my office in an hour.
Only if I could do it in an hour.
Only if you can do it, but you can do it, but it'd be up to you if you can do it in an hour, but it's doable in an hour.
Because I'll take the $1,000 for an hour.
He'll take $1,000 for an hour. All right, cool. Anybody else? Okay. Seeing an act, model would. Okay, who else? Who would? Who would take that deal? Okay, Booby said he would. Pretty Black said. Ray brands me. So can I sub high? Explain. Energy said it takes away from my expansion. I wouldn't hire someone to do it. So there it goes, Simone. It ain't no surprise that her IG name is Simone Multi-Billionaire because the thinking is different. So what? So let me give you an example. Last week in our Thursday class, so some of y'all know every Thursday we do a young millionaires in training class here in Atlanta. I'm teaching young entrepreneurs, young aspiring entrepreneurs how to build multi-million dollar businesses. And I asked them, I said, how many of you, if I gave you $100 right now to go clean my car, who would take it? Guess how many said they'd take it?
All.
Everybody said they'd take it. Mm-hmm. Everybody. And I was like, okay, why didn't anybody say, I'm going to 100, go pay somebody else 50 to clean the car, and I'm going to keep it? They didn't. They was like, it's a different level of thinking.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So most people marketing doesn't work. Because of their mindset don't work. They won't even leave the ads on long enough for them to work. They won't create content long enough for it to work. Somebody go content. I say, hey, go create a piece of content for the next 90 days. People will do it for 3 days, 4 days. They get one or two views. They get discouraged and quit because of the mindset. So let's say somebody set a goal for 90 days. If they don't hit that goal in 90 days, they'll get discouraged, they'll get derailed, they'll get thrown off track, and they'll shift to something else. And that'll rob them of their 90-month goal. They're not even thinking about what they could accomplish in 90 months because 90 days threw them off. Mm. They were trying to business for night. They were trying to build a business. 90 days, it didn't go the way they wanted to go. Now they're going to do NFTs. They do an NFT. They try to sell an NFT. Nobody buys it. Now they go get Bitcoin. That didn't work. Now they need to go do, real estate. Well, now they go, but they ain't giving nothing enough time. Why? Because of the mindset. All right. So for example, so if you talk to a guy like Jeff Bezos says, like, people say, oh my God, amazing quarter. That was an amazing quarter y'all just had. And he's like, well, yeah, well, thank you. But we've been working on that quarter for 3 years. We planned that quarter 3 years ago. We planned a quarter we just had 3 years ago. That's a different level of thinking. Crazy. Us as a company, we don't even do annual planning. We do 12Q planning. We plan in 12 quarters, plan in 3 years. So you can't compete with us with your 90-day goal because we already planned out 3 years. We'll sacrifice these 90 days to crush you 3 years in 3 years.
Be like, I'm going to crack their code. I'm going to catch up. I got the code. Let me hack them. Be like, bro, that's you're using the code from 2018.
We're 3 years out already. We're already 3 years out. We're 3 years out already. So, boom. All right. So that's number one. Let's keep going, y'all. I got more. That's number one. I want to get through all of these. All right. Let's keep going. Number two, not understanding the business you're in. Let me ask y'all. What business are you in? I'm curious. What business are y'all in? Y'all got to answer quick so we can keep going. I got five more of these to share with y'all. I want to get through all of them. What business are y'all in? Quick. What business are you in? Let's see. How do you get to that level of thinking? Great question. Your environment. Who are you around? Right? Who's challenging your thinking? Like, most people can't stand to be around people who think differently than them. I love being around people who think differently, even if I don't agree with their thinking. I want to know why they think like that. So, for example, most people let like things like religion bound them. So, like, somebody who's a Christian, they typically can't hold a conversation with a Muslim on spirituality. Some can, many can't. Am I, bro?
You're right, bro.
Be an argument.
Yep.
A Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, or a Scientologist, all of them sitting at a table. You typically won't see that unless they're billionaires.
This is true. This is true. It'll be a fight. Be like, oh, he don't even know what he's doing. He's going to hell. That's nonsense. I'm like, if you so you should be so confident in what you believe in that whatever somebody else is saying next to you, hey, look, hey, I respect your opinion. This is how we do it over here.
Or why do you think like that? Not challenging it. Just curious of your perspective. Just curious of your perspective. Right? It's like when people go vegan, you can tell the people who just went vegan. They be on their page going hard, bashing all the meat eaters, going hard. And that's not how you win nobody to your way of thinking, by bashing them. If you want to win somebody to your way of thinking, you educate them. You don't bash their decisions. So let's do this. So what business are y'all in? Let's see. Lovely Tang, Coaching Moms, Sam, Virtual Assistant, Tyrell, The People Business, Sync and Models in the Trucking Business. What business are y'all in? Let's see. What's that? Jared Liana, or Millionaire, shout out to Brother Ben. I'm BWO, yo, shout out to Brother Ben. This is my guy. I rock with Ben. Darius, I live the healthy conversation. Oh, okay. T, the only way to grow. Okay, yep. All right. So what business are y'all in? I'm trying to find some of those answers. I saw some answers. The media, the business, the life coaching business, transformation business, entertainment business. Let's see. All right, cool. The vending coaching business. Guess what, y'all? Listen, this is going to be a huge shift for y'all. Guess what? Nobody said the right answer. And based on you who said your answer, I can probably guess your, no disrespect, don't take this the wrong way. I can probably guess your income because you can't even win it. How can you win a game? You don't even know what game you're playing. You don't even know what game you're playing. How can you win? You're not in the coaching business. You're not in the vending coaching business. You're not in the coaching mom's business. You're not in the virtual assistant business. You're not in the trucking business. You're not in the entertainment business. You're not in the insurance business. You're in the marketing business. You're in the marketing business. You market insurance. You market real estate. You market vending coaching. You market virtual assistant services. You market coaching. You market whatever you do. Most of you think you're in that business. So your fight is showing how your version of that business is better than others versus showing why you're the best marketer. Because the best marketers always win. I knew you had something on your sleeve. The best marketers always win. It don't matter. Now, am I saying don't have a great product? No, I'm not saying that. I recommend having a great product. But think about it. Who sells the most burgers? McDonald's. Do they make the best burgers? No.
No way.
McDonald's know that they're in the business of marketing fast food. They never said they're in the business of marketing. They're not even in the business of marketing burgers. They're in the business of marketing fast food. They're in the business of marketing fast food, and they're in the business of marketing real estate. That's their real business, real estate. That's what they're in the business of marketing franchises. But most people think they're in the burger business. They're not. They're in the marketing business.
And real estate.
And real estate. Well, no. They're in the marketing business. They market real estate.
True.
They think about it. They're still in the marketing business. They market franchises.
There you go.
And the land comes with the franchise. So they don't even got to market the real estate. They market the franchise. And when you get the franchise, you got to get the real estate anyway, because they own the land. So somebody said McDonald's is the best in real estate, essentially. No, McDonald's is the best at marketing. McDonald's is in the business of marketing. Any super successful business you see, they're in the business of marketing. Walmart is in the business of marketing.
Chick-fil-A by far.
Chick-fil-A is in the business of marketing. They take really good care of you. Customer service. Some people will say they're in the business of customer service. No. Chick-fil-A understands that. This man, customer service expert, Chick-fil-A understands that marketing and customer service and fulfillment are marketing functions.
This is true.
Most people get they get a client and they go back to get more clients. They don't realize that fulfilling and servicing these clients is a marketing function.
Guess at a world-class level.
At a world-class level. That's a marketing function. Chick-fil-A, they know when you pull in and we can get you out of here fast, and our people tell you my pleasure, and we take care of you, all your stuff is there, and it's hot. That was all marketing. They sold you an experience. Slutty Vegan, they're not in the business of selling vegan burgers. They're in the marketing business. That's why nobody can compete with them. They market you for the experience to come out there to get the standing line. How many businesses can market to you and you want to go stand in line? Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know one because I ain't doing it.
That's amazing. That's amazing marketing. It's amazing marketing. Okay, so let's keep going. I could do a whole 3 days on that one. All right, let's keep going. All right, you don't know the business you're in. And nobody answered the answer. And I guarantee you I can guess your income because you only realize the business you're in. You're in the business of marketing. Number three, the third mistake coaches and consultants, the third mistake for coaches and consultants to avoid in 2022 is not having clear, concise messaging. Not having clear, concise messaging. Most times I ask people like what they do and they give me like some clever answer. It's not clear what they do. I still don't know what they do, but it's real clever, right? You want to be clear, not clever. You got to pick your mountain and plant your flag at the top of that mountain. Walmart. What does Walmart do? Y'all tell me, what does Walmart do? So they help you save money and live better. Can it get more simple than that? Walmart's philosophy is like, if we help you save money, we help you live better. But they don't market to everybody. They market to people who want to save money. People who are billionaires don't shop at Walmart. Because their goal, and people of in any kind of affluence typically don't shop at Walmart. Because they're not interested in saving money. They're interested in what?
Saving time.
Tell me. They're interested in saving time. People are trying to market their premium services to people to help them save money. Like people who buy premium price services, people who are affluent buyers, they don't buy based on saving time. I mean, they don't buy based on saving money. They're based on saving time and making their life easier. They'll pay you more money. They use money to buy time. While others use time to make money. It's thinking. Most people say, well, why would I hire a coach for $15,000 when I can just learn this on YouTube? That's somebody who don't understand time. Oh, I could just learn that on YouTube. Why would I? They don't understand time. People who say time is money don't understand time or money. Because you can run out of money, but you can't run out of what? You can't run out of time. How many of y'all know you can't run out of time? Because you're on here right now. I mean, you can run out of time, but you can't. Not right now. But because if you run out of time, you don't get that time back. You can get the money back. So you use money to buy time, right? So that goes back to the clear price messaging. So what do you do? Can you, if you put your business through the 3 second rule, can you explain what you do in 3 seconds in one sentence? I help blank do blank. We call SCAU, we call it a WIFM statement, a what's in it for me statement. So if somebody asks you what you do when you say, I help blank do blank, can you answer that? When people go to your website, hey, tell them, Wes, for those of y'all who be on the market reviews every week, the number one problem we see is people don't have clear, concise messaging. I can't even give them advice on that, so they fix their messaging. We go to their website, we don't know what they do. When people go to your website or to your Instagram or to your social media, do they know what you do in 3 seconds? I'm willing to bet 9 out of 10 of you, for every 10 of you, 9 of you don't have clear, concise messaging. Guaranteed. People come to us all the time and they want to get their ads did. They want to get ads. But it's like, if we help launch ads right now, you wouldn't succeed because your message, you don't have clear, concise messaging. You may have an amazing offer, but nobody knows because the messaging doesn't show that. Okay. So before I get to the next one, quick commercial. How many of you would like us to help y'all with this? How many of you would like our personal assistants helping you with your messaging, helping with your client attraction, helping you attract clients that happily pay you $3,000 to $10,000 more, helping you put together your entire client attraction process from A to Z, like your messaging, your ads, the sales process? Like, how many of you want to become dominant in your particular space and be seen as the go-to person in your particular area? Somebody wants to get a coach or learn vending or whatever the case may be. How many of you would be interested in that? Here's what I want to do. I want to invite you to a rapid growth planning call. And on this rapid growth planning call, here's what's going to happen. We're going to jump on the phone with you. We're going to take a deep dive into your business. This is not a sales call. You can't buy anything on the call. We're going to dive into your business. We're going to look at, what do you do? Like, what do you sell? How much do you currently sell it for? What could you be selling it for? What should you be selling it for? Who's your ideal client? Where's your ideal client hanging out online? How do we get you in front of the ideal client? How do we take that ideal client from not knowing who you are to pulling out their credit card and paying you $3,000 to $10,000 or more? If you don't have something you sell for $3,000 to $10,000 or more, how do we package that up so you have something you can sell for $3,000 to $10,000 or more? And how do you have a conversation with somebody and they pay you $3,000 to $10,000 or more without you having to hard sell them, convince them, and that type of stuff? And how do you add an extra 5 to 6 figures to your monthly revenue every single month consistently and predictably while actually working less? We're going to walk through all that on the rapid growth planning call, step by step by step. And at the end of the call, you can take the game plan and go implement it on your own, or you can find somebody else to help you implement it. Or if you decide you want us to help you implement it, we'll schedule a call and we'll schedule another call to talk about how we can actually help you. But you literally can't buy anything on the call. If you want to take advantage of it, here's how you do it. If you're on Facebook, comment CAU. Just put CAU in the comment section. Just the letters CAU. And if there's somebody on our team, they'll reply back and get your call scheduled. CAU. And I'm waiving the fee, by the way. I'm waiving the fee from this rapid growth planning call. You don't got to pay anything for the call. I'm waiving the fee. I'm covering the fee for you. You're welcome. All you got to do is step up and raise your hand and say, I want that. Because I want to make sure I hit my goals this quarter, this year, and for the next 12 quarters. If you want to take advantage of this, comment CAU. Just put CAU in the comment section if you're on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. In that direct message, just put CAU. C-A-U. Just C-A-U. Put that in my Instagram direct message. And the reason I don't want you to comment on Instagram, because once I end this, all the comments go away. So send me a direct message if you're on Instagram, CAU. If you want to get ahead of the line, if you want to get ahead of the line, just text us. The phone number is 404-357-8892. 404-357-8892. 404-357-8892. When you text that number, put your name, put CAU in the best time to call you. Put your name, CAU, in the best time to call you. Put your name, CAU, in the best time to call you. For those of you commenting on Facebook, Wes is commenting underneath you right now with the link to go into his DM so he can get your call scheduled. First come, first serve. This is first come, first serve. Let's get you on the call quickly so you don't got to wait, right? And on Instagram, we're going to reply back to you inside of the DM, and we'll get your call scheduled. And for those of you who text, we'll reply back. Again, text that number 404-357-8892. Just put your name, CAU, in the best time to call you. All right. Holistically, I think that's hilarious. Said done. Okay, perfect. All right, cool. So I got a few more to share. We got about 10 minutes. Let's keep going. The number one more time, please. The number is 404-357-8892. 404-357-8892. All right. Let's keep going. So that was number three. Number four, the fourth mistake coaches and consultants want to avoid for 2022 is not doing ads 24/7, 365. If you're not running ads to your business right now, you do not have a business. If you don't know how to profitably invest money to acquire clients, if you can't invest money and acquire clients at a profit, you do not have a business. Some people say, well, I do organic. That's fine. We do organic marketing as well. However, you're at the mercy of the algorithm when all you do is content. If all you have is an Instagram page, you have a big following, you're at the mercy of Instagram. Who's to say you can't wake up tomorrow and they shut your Instagram page down? You lose all of those followers. Not building an email list, you're screwed. You have to be running ads 24/7, 365. And that gives you the ability to immediately buy up market share. Some people say, well, Marquill, well, should I build a brand first before running ads? No, you grow your brand faster by running ads. How many of you, the first time you saw me was on an ad? Right? You grow, you accelerate the growth of your brand by running ads. So a mistake, not doing ads 24/7, 365. Let's keep going, about 9 minutes. Well, 8 minutes, actually. Number five, not creating content daily. Not creating content daily. When people see your ads, one of the first, let me ask you this. How many of y'all saw one of my ads and then you went over and saw some content? Or you saw some content and then started seeing my ads, right? So not creating content daily. You want to be creating content daily because you got to feed the machine. The machine is the algorithm. The machine is social media. The machine is internet. You have to feed it with content. The content thrives. I mean, these platforms thrive based on content. If you're not feeding it, you don't exist. When people see your ads, they're typically going to go to Instagram and they're going to see what your Instagram, or they're going to go to YouTube. Whatever their favorite platform is, they're going to go to that platform. And they're going to type it in and they're going to see what you have that come up. What comes up when people type your name in? I have people that reach out to me and they say, I've binge watched your content. I'm ready to get started now. I mean, but you got to have content for people to binge watch, right? How many of y'all are not creating content that's valuable to people? Not just hyped up stuff, not just showing them your, and I'm not saying this doesn't work, but like giving people some valuable stuff, not just showing them what you got, your jewelry, your cars, your homes. Unless you're going to weave in something valuable to them and show them how to get it, then I get it. But just showing them that stuff just to be showing it, I'm not sure how much value it is. I could be wrong, y'all. Maybe y'all like the type of stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm leaving money on the table for not doing the type of stuff. Maybe people like it. But create content. If you flash it with yours, that's cool. But give people some value so they can actually go create and acquire what you're showing them. That's just my philosophy. So number five, creating content daily. Number six, the sixth mistake you want to avoid in 2022 as a coaching consultant is not emailing your list daily. Not emailing your email list every single day. Twice a day, even. Some people are not even building an email list, which is a whole nother mistake, which I should have put on here. But you want to be building an email list and you want to be emailing that list daily. Number seven, not hiring coaches. This is a big one. This is the biggest one that you want to avoid for 2022. Not hiring coaches so you can leverage their 10,000 hours. Holistically, Hilarious said, my phone call is set for today. Congrats. You weren't playing around. You wasn't playing around. So not hiring coach. Are you going to leave this up? Yeah, it'll be on my Instagram. And if you're in a Facebook group, it'll be in a Facebook group. If you're not in a Facebook group, I highly recommend joining the Facebook group. It's getclientsdailygroup.com. Go over, make sure you answer the three questions. If you like this one, we got a ton of these inside of the Facebook group. So all those are in their archive. So make sure y'all go in there. But the seven big mistakes you want to avoid as a coaching consultant in 2022 is not hiring coaches so you can leverage your 10,000 hours. Let me explain what I mean. Number one, I'm skeptical of any coach who doesn't have a coach. I'm skeptical of any consultant that doesn't have a consultant. I'm skeptical of any therapist that doesn't have a therapist. I'm skeptical of any personal trainer that doesn't have a personal trainer. I'm just skeptical because that shows me that they're not getting better and they don't have a desire to get better and they're limited to their own understanding. Right. And what do I mean by leverage other people's 10,000 hours? Here's what I mean. Think about it. Let's say if you want to learn ads, the next you can invest 10,000 hours learning how to run ads, right? To really get to a state of mastery. Or you can shoot me a DM at CA and put CAU in my DM on Instagram, or you can comment CAU on Facebook, or you can text us, right? And then you tap into the 10,000 hours that we've invested to master Facebook ads, or to learn Facebook ads. Because I believe master is an ongoing process. I don't believe you ever master a thing, because there's always another level. So to tap into our 10,000 plus hours of mastery so far, right? Getting clients. You can figure out how to get clients on your own, or you can tap into our 10,000 hours of mastery, of our mastery so far, right? The Facebook group page is down at the bottom, getclientsdailygroup.com. Or you, if you get your Facebook open, you can just type in Get Clients Daily. But most people, the way that you buy time is by investing in other individuals who've already done what you're looking to do. Not doing it on your own. Most people be like, all right, I'm going to go figure it out on my own. I'm going to do it on YouTube. I'm going to buy another course. I'm going to buy a book on it. When you could just hire the person who wrote the book. Or you can hire the person that coached the person who wrote the book. But most people be just trying to hold on to their little money, right? Instead of buying them time. I'm going to say this and then we'll wrap up. Again, it goes back to what I said about people who don't understand time and money. That's why they say time is money. Time is not money. Time is infinitely more valuable than money. That's why you use money to buy time. When people come work with us, when you hire a coach or a consultant, you're buying time. You're using money, right? Which is an unlimited resource. You're using that money to buy time, which is an infinite resource, which is a finite resource. The way you buy time is you hire somebody that did it already. 100% Odell. That's how you do it, right? Some people asked me the other day, today, like, hey, have y'all ever got to the flatline phase in your business? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what did you do? Like, we hired somebody who had been through the flatline phase and got out of it. Look, listen, if you are picking up what I'm putting down. Okay, cool. I got you, Wes. We can do that. If you are y'all picking up what I'm putting down and you want to take advantage of one of these rapid growth planning calls, appreciate you, Beyond. And again, if you want to learn real estate, you don't go buy a book on real estate. You go plug into my guy, Beyond Wynn, who's right here in the chat. And this is what this brother been doing longer than, you know, forever. This is what he do. I wouldn't dare go try to learn real estate. I would go hire somebody, right? I actually DM'd him yesterday, matter of fact. So what am I saying? If you want to take advantage of one of these rapid growth planning calls before they fill up, comment CAU. This is only for people who want to add an extra 5 figures to their monthly revenue while working less. If you only want to make a few extra $100 a month, a couple $1,000 a month, this ain't for you. This is only for people who really want to level up in a big way. And you're great at what you do. You can really help people. You just need to get in front of more people. You already know that you're amazing at what you do. You just want to get in front of more people. And you want to do it faster with greater ease while working less. If that's you, and you know you're level up, and you can really benefit, and you want to benefit from one of these rapid growth plan calls, and I'm covering the fee for you. If you're on Facebook, all you got to do is comment CAU. Just put CAU in the comment section and Wes and the team are going to reply and get you squared away. If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. Just put CAU in my direct message. Just letters CAU. We'll reply back and get your call scheduled. And then lastly, text 404-357-8892. That's 404-357-8892. Text that number. Text your name, CAU, in the best time to call you. That's your name, CAU, in the best time to call you. So that's it for this session, y'all. Appreciate y'all so much. Love y'all. God bless you all. And this session is a wrap. Talk to y'all soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Brooks. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.